Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Hello, and welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
And this is episode 80.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's a lot of episodes.
At least you're not 80 years old.
I'm not.
No.
But I'm sitting here with my hot babe in my Hawaii shirt.
Oh, yes, because we're on vacation.
Because we're on vacation.
Although you'd be sitting there with your hot babe in your Hawaii shirt, even if we were at home.
Well, that's true. You do have a point there.
Anyway, we're a little behind getting this posted because yesterday we were busy celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary. And then we were talking about how we've now been together more of our lifetime than we've ever not been together.
Mm-hmm.
And that sometimes it seems like we've been together forever, but it doesn't seem like 40 years because 40 years is a long time and it just doesn't feel like 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting.
Yes,
so
it's always interesting.
Yes, it is. Never a dull moment in this household.
And it's never boring.
No, no.
But anyway.
So we were talking about 40 when we were driving, because we had a drive to where we're spending some time away to celebrate. And when we were driving, we were talking about our wedding, and we were talking about stuff leading up to it. We were talking about marriage and things over the years. And we started to talk about how opposites attract, because we're opposites in many ways. So we went on a quest. I was the note taker because Wayne was driving. So he had to have his hands on the wheel and his eyes on the road.
But, well, it helped.
Yes, I was. It's very helpful.
It
I was the note taker, and we decided to make a list of 20 ways that we are alike and 20 ways that we are opposites. And that would 20 plus 40 would be 40. So it would be a neat way to commemorate our 40th wedding anniversary. So we thought we would share them with you. We don't have a scripture tonight. We actually have an article that we're going to follow up sharing our likes and opposites with you on another podcast that will have some scripture in that will back up this point. But this is like an introduction to that article that'll be coming later. So we thought we would start tonight with the 20 ways that we are alike.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to start?
Sure.
Okay. So the first thing is we both love the Lord.
Yep. That's the most important one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two.
Yep. We love being grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Grandparenting is absolutely the best.
Mm-hmm.
We are just thrilled to be grandparents.
Yep. And it's funny because we had so many people that we know that were grandparents that kept telling us how different it was than when you're a parent.
And oh, yes. Oh, yeah. The women that I worked with when our daughter was expecting, and of course, you know, we soon found out that she was expecting twins, they would tell me, they're like, oh, you are going to love it. There is this bond, this draw, like you can't stay away from them. Like, we can't describe it, but you'll understand it once you see those babies, once you lay eyes on those babies. And they were right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different sort of bond that you have with your grandchildren. And it's very interesting, but they were sure right about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So how else are we alike?
Well, we both like ice cream.
Yes. But you know what? We didn't put this. Well, we did put this in opposites. So I'm not going to say it. We both like ice cream, but we've got some opposite opinions about ice cream.
Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we both love sunsets. We're actually mm-hmm. in a place this week where we will hopefully get to see some marvelous sunsets.
Mm-hmm.
It's been overcast and rainy because of the hurricane remnants coming through the United States. We saw a little tiny bit of
mm-hmm.
sort of a sunset tonight.
Kind of.
Hoping to see some more this
mm-hmm.
week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we both enjoy bird watching.
Oh, yes. The neighbors think we're crazy because we have, what, 5 or 6 feeders up
mm-hmm. yep.
in our yard. They say they never worry about feeding the birds because we have it covered. But it's so much fun because in the house that we've been living in for the last 10 years, We have bluebirds. We never lived anywhere where we had bluebirds before. And you put a worm feeder up for, it looks like a birdhouse, but you put dried mealworms in
Dry
the bottom of
mealworms.
it. And what do you do to get the to let the bluebirds know that you've filled it up?
Well, usually I train every, it seems like I train them every year, every new brood that comes up, because I'll close the lid on it and then I'll tap it three or four times with a plastic cup. And they're not doing it as much this year, but other years they, I mean, as soon as they would hear that cup, they would start coming. Matter of fact, a lot of times I wouldn't have put the bird seed away and they'd already be there eating.
And
Yeah.
the wrens like the mealworm house
Yes,
too.
the wren really likes the mealworm house.
But we've had such an exciting time watching the different birds in our yard. We have different kinds of woodpeckers, and we even have a hawk that visits occasionally and scares all the little
Yeah,
birds. But
well, it's funny because we've found out when the bluebirds raise the new ones, they'll gather around the worm feeder, and it's really neat to watch the mom or dad bluebirds feed the baby bluebirds the dried mealworms.
So next on the list is we love cooking. We both really enjoy cooking. So that's been, it's never been one person's responsibility in our marriage because we both cook, which is good. Do you want to expand on number seven?
Seven. Well, we put down cats. I'm still not sure about liking cats. I think I tolerate the cat, but maybe I do like her. I don't know. So anyway, we put down that we like cats.
He's fibbing. He loves the cat. He spoils the cat.
I don't spoil it as much as you do. You're the
Oh,
favorite.
no, you are the favorite.
No.
This could be a whole other
It
podcast.
could be, but yeah. Anyway,
Anyway,
cats.
this time of year, it's September when this is being recorded, and we live in the northeastern United States, so the leaves are changing colors. So we love to go for drives in the fall to look at the changing leaves.
And then number nine is we like to play cards. So we have a couple different cards games we play. Our standard is Five Crowns.
Five crowns. That's our favorite.
Yep, that's our standard. There's a few other ones we've done over the years and that we do, but that's the main one. And that takes about 40 minutes. We figured that it takes, so if we've got about 40 minutes before bedtime, we'll pull it out and
It's a nice way to relax. I highly suggest that. Play a game or something short, not something, don't, I wouldn't start a game of Monopoly, but
You're
if you want
right.
to spend some time together, put the kids to bed and play, even play a game of Rummy or something. But yep, something quick. Oh, we love, number 10 is we love to cruise. And we haven't been on a cruise since 2019. We just haven't been there since the world shut down for a while, and we have to get our passports renewed. So we're looking at planning one for next year.
I'm running out of Hawaii shirts.
I know you got to go buy some more.
Well, actually, I'm not running out, but
No, you have 40 of them.
probably.
That means you and Noah could wear them for on an Ark cruise.
Probably. Anyway, we could, never mind. Anyway, hard beverages.
Yep, number 11. That might be controversial for some of you. We are very cognizant of when we have an alcoholic beverage. We don't, neither one of us has an issue with alcohol. We do not drink around other people who have had issues in the past or people who just prefer not to be around alcohol. Like we would never serve it at our house to people that we knew had that. But that's a personal preference based on your beliefs. But we enjoy going to wineries and breweries and distilleries and just checking out. That's a fun afternoon to do that.
So, and then we'd like to go canoeing. Is that canoeing?
Yes,
That's
that's
canoeing.
canoeing or boating. We enjoy boating if we get a chance to ride on a boat.
Yeah, that must have been a bump
Yes.
when you were riding and I was driving. We won't go over the last thing I asked you about before we did this.
Let's see.
But yes, canoeing or boating, we do like that.
Number 13 is we enjoy going for walks. So we'll get some of those in on the beach this week.
And then especially when we're on vacation, we just like to hang out and not do a whole lot.
We enjoy that. Just sitting and doing nothing is
Which is nice because I know when we're home, it's nice to hang out, but then you always have stuff that when you're hanging out, you're thinking about doing because you're home and you're not doing anything. So that can make it hard
Yes,
for
I do
somebody.
enjoy it more when we're away and I can't do laundry or clean the house. So, Okay, so number 15 is We love a good bonfire. The other year for our wedding anniversary, actually for an anniversary gift, I got Wayne a solo stove. And man, those are really nice to have as a fire pit because it really contains the fire inside of it, so you can have it close to your house. We actually, when the weather's bad, we've actually put it at the end of our porch, and we sit on the porch and make s'mores, toast marshmallows over it. So that's part of the experience with the fires, as we enjoy making s'mores, and our grandsons particularly like that when they're over. And sometimes we'll roast hot dogs too. They
Oh
enjoy
yes, we've
that.
done hot dogs on that too. Yeah, so it's nice because it's pretty much smokeless fire pit. So that's nice. So number 16 is stargazing. So we do, and we'll probably get a chance to do that a little bit here too, because we're away from the lights a little bit.
Yes, it's always hard, even where we live. There's a church next door, and their parking lot, they decided to really light up their parking lot, and they keep the lights on till like midnight. I don't know why. Nobody's parking in their parking lot probably after 9 o'clock, but whenever we get the chance to be somewhere where there aren't city lights or street lights or very few, we really, really enjoy doing some stargazing. So this year, number 17 is relaxing in our yard. We have a pergola. It's a kind of a funny story. We ordered a pergola to put some covering, some shelter on our back porch. Our back porch was just like an open ground level deck. It was just boards on top of the ground outside, and we have French doors that lead out to it. And we wanted some covering on, and so we bought a pergola that had a shade that drew. Well, when it came, it was damaged, and it was
Pretty banged up.
pretty
There's
banged
a
up.
couple set bunch of pieces that were bent really bad.
Yeah, really bad. And so when we called about it, they just sent us a new one. They didn't want us to return the other one. I'm sure because of the cost of the shipping, and they told us to keep it. So Wayne was going to scrap it, but then he got looking at it and was able to bang it out, because we figured at this point we didn't care what it looked like, because it was going to get scrapped if he couldn't fix it. He actually was able to fix it, so we put that one out in the yard. And this year we finally had the time. We made it into a nice little backyard retreat. We put a yard carpet down, and you have your hammock stand, which we get that for your birthday one year, didn't I? I think the kids and
I
I went
think
in
so,
on that,
yeah.
got you the stand and the hammock. Wayne loves a hammock, and so we have his hammock stand, and I got a lounge chair, and so we put that there. Wayne got some nice tiki torches for us, and we had some tables, and we have had some lovely evenings this summer just sitting out there together, reading, or just Wayne just relaxes in the hammock. I normally read, but we love that spot in our backyard.
Yep, that's really nice.
18.
18 is helping people. So we really enjoy helping others. We do enjoy that.
We do a lot of that through our church and through other opportunities that we have. So we like doing it together, and we always took our daughter with us to volunteer, and now it's nice to see, because our daughter takes her sons to volunteer and to help people, to instill that in them.
Yeah, Pern Dave do that a lot. Yeah.
Number 19, we enjoy listening to music.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yes, listening to music. What did you think it
Ill string turmeric.
said? He was
Whatever that is.
trying to figure out. But now I was riding in the car, in a moving car,
Right
so
away. Don't be blaming it on my good driving.
I wasn't. Remember, we were on that stretch of road that was all bumpy, that was making the car shimmy. So
Oh,
that wasn't your fault. It was the road.
okay. I'll go with that.
Okay.
Darn road.
All right.
Anyway, music. We like listening to
We
music.
enjoy listening to music, and we actually share playlists on Spotify and things that we enjoy listening to. We usually know if one of us likes it, the other one will like it. And number 20 of the ways that we are alike is we like to entertain. We love having people over to our house. We love cooking a meal and having them over, or having them over to play games, or just to spend a night talking is just a really fun time for us, and we really enjoy it. So that's our list of 20 ways that we are alike. Next week, we'll be sharing the 20 ways that we are opposite, and this is in celebration of our 40th wedding anniversary. So until we talk to you next week, we pray that your relationships and marriages will be richly blessed.
God bless. Bye now.
Bye.